Chapter 28. In Vacuum. A moment later, all other sounds were submerged by a screaming roar like the voice of an approaching tornado. Bowman could feel the first winds tugging at his body. Within a second, he found it hard to stay on his feet. The atmosphere was rushing out of the ship, geysering into the vacuum of space. Something must have happened to the foolproof safety devices of the airlock. It was supposed to be impossible for both doors to be open at the same time. Well, the impossible had happened. How, in God's name? There was no time to go into that during the 10 or 15 seconds of consciousness that remained to him before pressure dropped to zero. But he suddenly remembered something that one of the ship's designers had once said to him when discussing fail-safe systems. We can design a system that's proof against accident and stupidity, but we can't design one that's proof against deliberate malice.